When you're looking at people, we have all the same genes that we had 50 years ago. But when you look at the prevalence of diabetes, it has skyrocketed over the last few decades. There is a genetic, you know, preponderance to having diabetes. People, if you have a family history, you're going to be more likely to develop diabetes. But when you look at the rapid increase in diabetes, a lot of that is lifestyle choices. It's the way that they eat, the amount that they eat, the physical activity that they either do or do not have.
Type 2 is something you can actually avoid?
Yes, but you have to start early. I have so many of my patients who come to me who want to, quote unquote, reverse diabetes. But when you look at diabetes, it's a continuum. It does not happen overnight. It's years of
in the making.
Exactly. And so they can't reverse it overnight. And not everyone, if they don't catch it early enough, can reverse it. Sometimes the pancreas is just so worn out, it cannot resume adequate insulin production to keep the blood sugars normal. Now, do I have patients who may adjust their lifestyle to the point that they don't need medication? Yes, that happens often, but they have to be dedicated and consistent with those lifestyle changes.
Nearly 26 million people in the U.S. have diabetes, about 7 million or so undiagnosed. How is that possible?
For type 2 diabetes, the symptoms can really kind of creep up on patients. They're used to feeling tired. They're used to waking up in the middle of the night to urinate. They're used to being hungry all the time. The symptoms appear gradually until the symptoms get so drastic that the diabetes, because the diabetes is so uncontrolled, a lot of times they just don't present. People with diabetes, they really don't have symptoms until the diabetes gets pretty far gone. And for that reason, a lot of people go undiagnosed for years. They say the average time before diagnosis for type 2 diabetes is really about 5 years.
But another statistic, about 79 million Americans, it said, are believed to be pre-diabetic.
Pre-diabetes means you don't quite meet the criteria. The blood sugars are not quite bad enough to be diabetes, but it's above normal. If you eat a meal and the meal has carbohydrates, your blood sugars go a little bit too high and they stay a little bit too high for too long. Or it may be that overnight, your blood sugars don't come down as far as they should be. When we look at we have different parameters to monitor for diabetes or to evaluate a patient for diabetes. And so you want to look at that fasting blood sugar. You want to look at the blood sugar after they eat a certain amount of carbohydrate. Mm-hmm. And those numbers can start to creep into the abnormal range before they meet that threshold of having diabetes. And I see pre-diabetes. You see that very often in young people and in young adults.
But how do doctors miss that? Is a slightly elevated level of blood sugar a sign of more than one thing?
Yes. Once I see one elevated blood sugar, I start checking because it's a red flag. The writing is already on the wall. If your blood sugar can get too high at any point, whether it be before meals, after a big meal, if your blood sugar can get too high, then that's a sign. You already need to start making those changes. And that's what I tell a lot of my patients who are pre-diabetic or even who have a family history of diabetes. Start making the changes now so that you don't develop diabetes down the line.
Dr. Fahmy, thank you.
Thank you.